we do want to talk about the inflation and interest rate outlooks. Brian Chung, you see him right there. He is here with us. And of course, we had not only yesterday's CPI number, Brian, we also had an interview on Bloomberg with James Bullard, where he talked about a potential 50 basis point increase at the March meeting. And we have seen people on the street really start to once again get more aggressive in their expectations for the Fed.
Yeah, how dramatically things have changed. When people were having their coffee yesterday in the morning before 8:30, the expectation was that the Fed was going to raise by 25 basis points a single rate hike in the next meeting. And then you fast forward to now and markets overwhelmingly pricing in a chance of a double rate hike. But let's unpack exactly what happened yesterday. Again, starting off with that inflation number coming in at 7.5% on a year-over-year basis, as the consumer price index reported yesterday at 8:30. That is the fastest pace that we've seen since 1982. And that had a lot of people wondering, well, it was also above the street's expectations, and it's probably above a lot of the Fed officials' expectations as well. So the Fed needs to get more aggressive on quelling this inflation problem, which is really starting to kind of get away from them. So, of course, you have markets that started to price in the odds of a 50 basis point hike. We had Matt Lozetti from Deutsche Bank on the show shortly after the print saying they're expecting a 50 basis point increase, which, by the way, would be remarkable because the Fed hasn't done that since May of 2000. And then you had James Bullard, the St. Louis Fed president, someone inside the ivory tower, actually outright telling Bloomberg he would support a double rate hike in the Fed's next meeting in mid-March. That's why, as of this morning, you see markets that are betting, these are really Fed funds futures markets, which are bets on where Fed policy could go in the future, now showing an 85% chance of a 50 basis point move in the next meeting. You even had some, like, for example, Tim Dewey over at the University of Oregon, an economist who actually, I think, works now for another agency, but he was saying, look, I think the Fed should make an emergency announcement sometime over the weekend. Now, just to kind of step back from that, there's no expectation that the Fed is going to do something like that. My kind of read on everything is that this isn't necessarily enough for the Fed to want to do so. One big reason, the Fed needs to get another inflation print before their next meeting in mid-March, and that could also sway things in the other direction. Imagine if that print ends up coming below expectations. Either way you cut it and slice it, it just shows the volatility that markets have right now, the sensitivity that they have to these inflationary prints, and really the difficulty for the Fed to try to message what comes next.
Well, we've got some Fed speak coming next week as well, so we'll get a little more color from the Fed officials who'll be speaking at that point, and a lot of speculation in between now and the next meeting. Thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate it.